Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NCC Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Institutional Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today, Sri R. S. Raju, Director of Projects, Sri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive, and Sri Neeraj Sharma, Head of Strategy and Investor Relations. Now I hand over the call to the management for opening remarks, which will be followed by a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. At the very outset, I thank each of you for taking time to attend this interactive meeting. I have with me my colleague, Mr. R. S. Raju, Director of Projects, and Mr. Sanjay Pusarla, CFO. Today, we have declared our results for the third quarter of the financial year 25. Hope you had an opportunity to download and study the results and the investor presentation uploaded on our website and shared with the stock exchanges. Before I begin this interactive meeting, I will read out the disclaimer. The presentation may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning NCC's future business prospects and business profitability, which are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties related to these statements include, but are not limited to, risks and uncertainties regarding fluctuations in earnings, our ability to manage growth, competition, both domestic and international, economic growth in India, and ability to attract and retain highly skilled professionals, time and cost overruns on contracts, our ability to manage operations, government policy, and actions with respect to investment, fiscal deficit, regulations, geopolitical risks, interest, and other fiscal costs generally prevailing in the economy. The past performance of the company may not be indicative of future performance. This interaction is broadly divided into three parts. In the first part, I will talk about a brief overview of the business environment and prospects for our company. In the second part, our CFO will give a brief about the financial performance of the company for the second quarter. In the third part, we will attempt to answer any questions and clarifications that you might have. To give you a brief wrap-up of the Indian economy, according to the Economy Survey 2024-25, the pace of the Union government's capital expenditure in major infrastructure sectors was affected during first quarter of the current financial year, largely due to the model code of conduct during the general elections. Further, the unusual pattern of the last monsoon season also slowed down the progress of work. The Union budget for FY26, which was presented recently, has continued its thrust on increasing the capex. The budgeted capex has increased by 10.1% from 10.0 lakh crore in FY25, which is a revised estimate, to 11.2 lakh crore in FY26. The grant in Act for Creation of Capital Assets has increased from rupees 3 lakh crore in FY25 RE to 4.3 lakh crore in FY26. The capex of central public sector enterprises has increased from 3.8 lakh crore in FY25 to 4.3 lakh crore in FY26. Therefore, if you take all these factors into account, the total capex has increased from 17 lakh crore in FY25 to 19.8 lakh crore in FY26, which is a increase of 16.4%. On the performance of our company, we are seeing a healthy pipeline for future projects. We have a prospective project pipeline of more than 2.4 lakh crore. We are currently sitting at an order book of 55,548 crore. We take this opportunity to share with you the fact that we have decided to revise the guidance earlier shared with you. Earlier, we had shared with you an order inflow guidance of 20,000 to 22,000 crore, which we decided to retain. But we are revising the revenue growth downwards to around 5% and EBITDA margin around 9.25% for the current financial year. We have witnessed the slow pace of execution due to general elections and elections in some of these states. Additionally, some of our projects have seen elongated billing and payment cycles, leading to slowdown in execution. Now coming back to the performance of our business divisions. In our large two divisions, that is buildings and transportation division, we continue to see a very good traction and healthy pipeline of projects. We have an order book of ₹21,085 crore, which is about 38% of our total order book in buildings, and ₹10,800 crore, which is 19% of our total order book in the transportation division. Our water division has an order book of 5,450 crore, which is about 10% of our total order book. In our electrical T&D business, we have an order book of 10,633 crore as of 31st December 2014, which is about 19% of our order book. The order book in the irrigation division is ₹4,496 crore as of December end, which is about 8% of our order book. The order book of the mining division at the end of 9 months is 3,050 crore, which is about 5% of our total order book. Now I will hand over to our CFO, Mr. Sanjay Pusarla, with a request to cover the detailed financial performance of the company.
Good evening to all of you. I am pleased to announce the financial results of Q3 of financial year 25. My announcement will be in the order of order book, revenue, profitability, debt movement, and some of the important balance sheet items. To start with order book, our order book stands at 55,548 at the end of December 2024. You are aware that the order book at the beginning of the year is 57,536 crore, and orders received during the 9 months is 13,608 crore, of which in Q3 we received 8,440 crore. So we have executed 15,590 crore of work during the first 9 months, and the order book thus stands at 55,548 crore. Coming to the revenue on the standalone, turnover reported in Q3 FY25 is 4,720 crore, as against turnover of 4,773 crore in the previous year. During the 9 months, the cumulative turnover is 13,947 crore, as against 12,951 crore reported in the previous year 9 months. Coming to the consolidated, the turnover reported in Q3 FY25 is 5,383 crore, as against turnover of ₹5,288 crore in the previous year. During the 9 months turnover, it is 16,166 crore, as against 14,441 crore reported in the previous year 9 months. Next, coming to the profitability, we achieved at the standalone level, we achieved EBITDA of 8.77% for Q3 as against 10.1% of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. And for 9 months, current year we achieved EBITDA of 9.04% as against 8.85% in the 9 months of the previous year. Profit before tax at the standalone level is 5.18% and tax is 3.91% in the current quarter as against PBT of 6.24% and PAT of 4.46% earlier. At consolidated level, we have achieved EBITDA of 8.25% and PBT of 5.02% and PAT of 3.59% in the current quarter, that is Q3, as against EBITDA of 9.61%, PBT of 6.15% and PAT of 4.17% of the previous period. The main reason for the reduction in Q3 of FY25 compared to FY24 is on account of lower turnover and lower absorption, because of the lower turnover, lower absorption of other fixed costs. That has resulted in lower EBITDA and lower profit. Coming to the debt movement. The debt at the beginning of the year stood at 1005 crores and net debt after cash and cash equivalents is 517 crores. At the end of Q2, it stood at 1733 crores and net debt of 1624 crores. And at the end of Q3, that is at the end of December 24, the same was at 2415 crores and net debt is 2343 crores. There is an increase in debt by 680 crores compared to Q2. The debt equity ratio stands at 3.33 at the end of Q3 as against 0.25 at the end of Q2. Coming to the working capital. Working capital at the end of Q3 stands at 5,488 crores, which is 32% of the turnover. In terms of working capital days, it is 95 days. These working capital days were calculated excluding cash and margin money deposits. So coming to the debtors. Debtors outstanding at the end of Q3 has increased from 2,793 crores to 3,142 crores. In the number of days also increased from 65 days to 74 days in the current quarter. And unbilled revenue stands at 6,151 crores, which is 33% of the revenue for Q3 as against 5,221 crores, which is 29% at Q2. Coming to the mobilization advances. Mobilization advances stands at 1,977 crores as against 2,096 crores, showing a reduction in the mob advances and recovery by the clients by 119 crores. This is also one of the reasons for our debt levels increase. And it is standing at 4% of turnover. Of these mobilization advances, we have 78% of these advances are interest bearing and the average interest rate comes to 9.57%. So next coming to CapEx. We have incurred a CapEx of 223 crores in the current financial year as against the budgeted CapEx of 250 crores for regular projects. So coming to the ratios. The growth stands at 13.13 as against 14.04 at FY24 end. Return on net worth against GBT is 13.87 as against 13.88. EPS stands at 8.70 as at the end of Q3. For March it is 10.10. With this, I conclude announcement of the financial results for Q3 FY25. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, a couple of things. So first, just trying to, even if we, let's say, 5% that the revenue guidance that we have reduced from 15% plus to 5%. So that also, if I broadly calculating, it means that in the fourth quarter also, we are looking at kind of a 1% kind of a degrowth. So if you can clarify that. And in terms of the margin, when we are saying 9.25% for full year, so 9 months we have a 9%. So in fourth quarter, are we now again looking at 9.5 to 10% kind of a margin? And is that margin sustainable going forward?
So this margin, whatever we gave, the guidance now revised to 9.25%. As you said, we are expecting the margin should be around 9.5% in this quarter four. So that's the reason we thought it will be around 9.25%. So this is, this at the moment, it is sustainable.
Revenue growth, the first question what you asked is the degrowth in the fourth quarter. As I mentioned, what we given the guidance in fourth quarter, about some -1% or 2% will be there in the revenue. So that it is close to the 5% growth in the year as a whole.
Yeah, so what I am trying to understand is that are we seeing across the board kind of a slowdown in the execution, and that's why we are now significantly lowering the number. So I understand we also don't give the guidance for FY26 now, but on the directionally front, as now we have reduced the growth for this year, can we see a kind of a 10% kind of a range plus kind of a growth at least in the FY26?
No.
Mr. Srivanta, FY26, we have not started, really working out the numbers. And what happens is, by 31st March, generally we are able to close each of the projects that we are executing, which are quite a few, about 150-160 odd. Then we are in a position to know how much is possible from each of these projects for FY26. And generally we work out these numbers in the month of April and May. I think once when we announce our annual results in the month of May, we should be in a position to talk about these, the guidance for FY26. This is not possibly the right time to talk about FY26.
Now you talked about across the board. Now, we have several projects across various states. It has not happened across all the projects, the slow movement. What do you mean? In some of the schemes, some of the projects only, the slowness is experienced. So it is not so for all the things. What are new projects we pick up in the current year? What are projects we are going to pick up? And in the financial year 25-26, the scenario is again different. The trend indicates that in the last 3 years we have continuously shown growth of around 35%. So in this year, because of the specific general elections happen and also some elections in some of the states will happen, we are seeing two things. Now generally given the slow pace for this current year.
Okay, got it. Also a couple of data points for the balance sheet, what is left if you can share. And also, in terms of the right now, what is the value of the L1 projects? And then I will spell out the balance sheet numbers which I need.
Hello.
Sir, are you able to hear me?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, we can hear you. The L1 projects in the pipeline is roughly about 9,000 to 10,000 crores.
Okay, got it. And what is the retention value and the exposure in terms of the investment in JVs and associates as on December? So in September it was 1411 odd crores. So what's the value as on December?
Investment. There is no change in investment.
Also the loans and advances. So that number 1411 odd crore stands remains the same as on December also.
6,000 such only, and the loans are 388 crores. About 7 crores increase is there in the third quarter.
Okay, and retention value is how much?
It was 1757 crores.
57 odd crores. Okay, sir. Thank you. I will be in queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prithviraj from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I just have a couple of questions. First question, in the opening remarks, you have made a point that in some of the projects, you are seeing a delay in the payment cycle. Could you just, you know, explain a bit more on this? You know, which are the kind of projects where you are seeing an issue on the receivable side?
It is general in nature because of these elections at the central level and the state level. You know, when there is change in the political parties and the system, and there is bound to be some delay in release of payment. So that is happening now. We are going through that cycle. Probably now the government has settled. The improvement will be expected.
And secondly, on the Maharashtra, I mean, you have a sizable exposure there. How is the ground level activity? I understand maybe North Quarter got impacted because of elections, but are we seeing an improvement on the execution in this quarter, or still there are issues going on there?
I think things should pick up now. The elections are very much behind us, and there is a new government in place. So we expect things to pick up now.
And finally, on the order flows, I mean, you maintain the guidance, but what kind of pipeline are you witnessing? You know, which are the sectors, which are the geographies where you are seeing an order flow or project tending that's happening, you know, that gives you the confidence that you will achieve the guidance number?
Yes, I have shared, you know, at the very start, we have a prospective pipeline of projects. It is not there in one state, you know, across the states and across the vertical. And I am happy to share with you this prospective pipeline of projects. The value is about 2.45 lakh crore. It is in all the verticals, you know, all the 7 verticals in which we operate. And it is in almost all the states, you know, large states at least.
Okay, I join in with you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we have guided the order info guidance of 20,000 crores, but in 9 months FY25, we have only received the contracts worth 13,600 crores. So are there any specific contracts in which we are expecting a L1 in the coming quarter, which will help us meet the order info guidance for this year?
Just before this question, someone was asking us about the L1 orders. We said somewhere 8,000 to 10,000 crores, we are in the L1 position. So we are expecting those orders to get materialized in the quarter.
Okay. And that is what makes us confident to achieve the number. This is not one project or two projects, there are multiple projects. So the value would be in that range.
So sir, what are the projects included in the L1 amount? And we expect all the L1s to be received in the Q4 FY25?
I mean, it is difficult. See, at the end of the day, it's a call of the client, you know. When the client finally decides to award the contract, is something, it is his call, you know. But as we speak, we are confident and we are reasonably hopeful that, you know, these L1 should get converted into LOA.
Okay, sir. So what are the projects included in that amount?
I think all that we do is we share the bracket of the projects. We don't really spell out the list of all the projects because it is difficult to, you know, there are cases when, where, you know, the L1s do not really get converted into LOA. So as a matter of policy, we only talk about a specific project when LOA is received.
Okay, sir. And so we have seen a huge increase in debt levels in this year to 2,415 crores from 1,000 crores in FY24. So what would be the reason for that? Also, the reason for spike in working capital days?
Could you repeat your question, please? I don't understand. Could you please repeat your question? Because there is some echo.
Hello. Am I audible right now?
Yeah, yeah, please tell me. There was some echo earlier, so we couldn't understand your question.
Okay. So we have seen a huge increase in debt levels compared to previous year. So what's the reason for that?
Okay. Debt is asking what?
Yeah. The debt level increase, we have already explained to you that there is a slowdown in the payment mechanism because of these elections in law. That is the reason if you see the debt level has increased. At the same time, my unbilled revenue also got increased. So whatever money we are spending today, it is waiting for the certification from the authorities. Once that is done, and now we expect that the government is settled at all the places, we expect that conversion will happen and it will help us in reducing our debt levels shortly.
Alright, okay. That answers my question. Thank you and all the best.
The next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just wanted to take this debt level point forward. So so you mentioned about reduction in debt levels. So what sort of debt, target we would have by FY26 end and overall FY26 as well?
Today, I will not be able to tell you what it can be, okay, because we are waiting for the government to act on that. And once the payment position improves, then we will be able to fairly estimate and come back to you.
So generally in the construction industry, the inflows, the collections from the clients happen in the fourth quarter, particularly in the March month. So thereby, whatever debt level is at this moment, we expect that comes down. And moreover, we have a lot of amount to receive from the client. What we explained already that there is a slow mechanism of billing certification happening in various projects. So already the persuasion is made with various clients across various states. Thereby, there is a good chance to collect more amount as a result that debt from that whatever 2,400 crores is there that comes down. But we can't say exactly the figure. It may be 1,500 or it may be 1,000 crores also. So at this moment, we cannot tell, but there will be some decline in the present level of debt we are expecting.
1,350 crores, right? That's the debt level we have. Hello?
Yeah, we have the debt level today at 2,415 crores.
2,415 crores is what our current gross debt levels are.
Yes.
Okay, understood. And the point you mentioned about slowness, because of which your FY25, we are underperforming, right? Earlier we were quite confident of 15% kind of a growth and now we have revised down to 5% kind of a growth.
Yes, exactly. That is the purpose where we are restating our expectations.
Okay, but things have settled it and settled down and you are seeing improvement at the ground in terms of activities and so some comment on that would be helpful.
That's good. Today we could see there is an improvement that is can be seen physically on the ground.
Okay. Just one last query on the margins. So fourth quarter we are targeting around 9.5% kind of a EBITDA margin, right? As per your guidance that you have given. So what will drive the margin improvement?
It is a general, because even earlier also we were expecting, because the moment you have the turnover, say at the expected level, the margin will be at the guidance level of 9.5%, which is what we are expecting in the fourth quarter. It should normalize. If it normalizes, I'll be getting a margin of 9.5%, which will help me to average it out to around 9.25%.
Okay, okay. And also because of leverage, I mean, you are expecting much higher revenue in fourth quarter, right? So that will give you some advantage in terms of higher scale of your revenue, right?
Generally, what happens in the fourth quarter, in any construction industry, fourth quarter revenues are higher than all the earlier three quarters. So the same expectation we are having even today.
Okay, great, great. And just one final thing, FY26, anything you can, I mean, some range you can throw some light, what sort of growth range we are looking at, that would be helpful.
Neeraj already explained to you that we have our budget meeting somewhere in April, and definitely we'll come back to you with our guidance at that point of time.
Fair enough. Okay, okay, sir. I mean, that's very helpful. All the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, two, three data points. Inventory and the payable as on December is how much?
Inventory is 1,442 crores, which is almost 27 crores less than September 24. Okay? And coming to the payables, it is also 6,943 crores. Retention payable also, right?
Understood. Second, sir, in terms of the now in the fourth quarter, in terms of the guidance, the capex 223 crore we have done. So we will be doing the balance 25-27 odd crore, or it would be lower.
It is for the regular project, guys, and when we require, we buy it. So there are no further capital intensive project, maybe for the next 1 month, but this gap, whatever is there, the 27 crores, it is like any other year. In a normal course, whenever there is a requirement that comes to the project, that will be taken.
Okay, and for JJM project, sir, how much now we would have executed and what is the left? So just wanted to understand, there also there is a decent slowdown in terms of the execution.
One second.
8,000
is at the beginning. So far we have executed 3,005. Now stands at 4,799.
8,000 is at the beginning of the year. Okay. And 3,400 we have executed. Okay. And balance is somewhere around 4,700.
Got it. And sir, in terms of the employee cost also, last quarter we said there was some increment and everything was there. 8% increment was there. But even this quarter also, if I look at the employee cost also, so QOQ has also, it has gone up. So in second quarter, it was 189 odd crore, now 193 crore. So can you help us?
There are two elements for increase in the salary cost. The first one is there is an increase in the headcount. Already we planned about 15-20% growth for the current year. Accordingly, we appointed the people. So we appointed the people, but the progress is not taking place. That is number one. Number two is already in July, first July onwards, we enhanced the salaries about 9-10%. These 2 points resulted into the higher percentage of salaries in this quarter.
Okay, got it. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. A couple of questions from our side. With regards to JJM projects, have we seen any kind of payment slowdown especially considering that there have been central elections this year, or are payments regular and in line with, let's say, what we had seen in FY23 or 24?
Mr. Kaji, good afternoon. I think in the course of attempting to answer several questions, we have tried to make this point that there has been generally, you know, an impact on across the scheme, across the state. And this project is not an exception. So, you know, we have seen this kind of, you know, impact in across the scheme, different projects of the government, and elections have played a very important role in that.
Sure. Just to deliver on this point, this kind of payment slowdown, I mean, this is obviously happening across the industry, is it restricted only to state government projects, or the central government projects also seeing payment slowdown?
Mr. Kaji, in most of the infrastructure projects, barring a few, generally the central government and the state government partner with each other, you know. In most of the projects, barring possibly, you know, NHAI road projects, those kind of schemes, in multitude of the infrastructure projects, you know, both these governments partner with each other. And it is difficult to say for what, for us, what really matters is, you know, the final payment, whether it is delayed by the state government or central government, the impact on us continues to be the same.
Second, on the project that we have in Andhra Pradesh, two things on the existing project, or let's say, and let's forget about the payment part, but have you seen any activity in terms of new order award in Andhra Pradesh?
You have seen two kinds of activities. The first one is, you know, our clients are trying to close the projects which were awarded in the past. So that's a clear direction, that's a clear thinking that we get to see. And our client, the state government, is also planning to, you know, start the process of awarding the contracts for this capital city. So we continue to see movement.
Sure. And lastly, any update on the smart meter project would be. Thank you.
The smart meter project, as far as the Maharashtra is concerned, earlier in our calls, we have told that because of the directions in the government, we slowed down. But we expect that because the government now stipulates and we are getting the clearances also from the government, we expect the project will take off now. And as far as the Bihar project is concerned, we have already started and the installation of the meters is going on there. Yeah, about 3 lakh meters we have already installed.
Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. So in terms of pipeline, you said 2.4 lakh crores. So any big expressway project we are expecting in this pipeline from the Maharashtra?
It is very difficult, you know, whenever we talk about a very, very big, you know, prospective pipeline of projects, there would be projects from different verticals. I am not really in a position to identify a particular project. As I said with you, these projects are prospective pipeline of projects. So there are several projects there. So I am not really in a position to identify a particular project.
I just wanted to know because some big projects are awaited in Maharashtra to be announced in the next 12 months. So whether we have included in those projects in our pipeline or it is not part of our pipeline.
They would be. Whenever big projects are announced, generally it would be part of the prospective pipeline of projects.
Okay. And secondly, on JJM project, the payment delay is because of this revised allocation for FY24, which was down from close to 70,000 crore to now 22,000 crore. And then again, it has been increased for FY26.
So that is the major reason the central government contribution not coming on time, and that is the reason we are facing delay.
I think we have already answered this question that, you know, the impact has been across the schemes of the, you know, different infra projects, across the state government. So practically we have seen the impact and after effects in almost all the verticals. It would not possibly be correct to identify a single project because we don't have a single project. We have a lot of projects, you know, about 150, 160 odd, you know, projects under execution.
Okay, so that is all my message. All the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial Institutional Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, how have been the recoveries in the fourth quarter so far?
Collections, mean to say?
Collections, yeah.
Collections are fairly good. There is a regular flow.
So we have seen an improvement on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
That we should see now because we just passed only 1.5 months and another 1.5 months is there. We need to see, and generally the government project, they will get funds released during the March month because by that time their budget will get expired.
Okay. So secondly, we are expecting the EBITDA margins to improve in the fourth quarter to around 9.5% level. So going forward, while we are not giving a guidance, but is there a possibility that there would be an improvement further as well, or these are more sustainable levels, around 9.5%?
We work out on that one. Here, it is not one particular process to work out to tell that one. We have several divisions, and across several projects are there. And particularly in the third quarter, we have received new order, and in fourth quarter also, we are expecting several orders. Some of them are at present alone orders into LOA. So, basing on consolidating the total, and when we carry out the budget process, then only we are able to arrive the what the EBITDA percentage for the FY26.
Okay. And sir, another question was on, if you look at the per quarterly interest cost, it is roughly around on an average of 160 odd crores for the 9 months. So do we expect the rate to remain similar in Q4 as well?
Yes, in the similar line, we won't expect any much reduction because in the already one week over. But we have not seen any good correction from the trending amount.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what would be our AP exposure as of now? The net number that we share every quarter.
So, AP exposure is two parts. The first part about capital city projects, we have pending of 150 crores. That we expect to receive by end of March. There is a positive momentum happening and they are sure to pay before the March of this current financial year. That is part one. Part two, we have around 400-450 crores exposure in the running projects, out of which we received nearly 230 crores in the third quarter itself. So only balance now about 400-250 crores exposure only is there in the other running projects.
So currently, as of December, it's 250 crores and we issued 200 crores in Q3. So it reduced to 250 crores in December.
Yes, totally 230 crores we received in Q3. But in the general month, there are also some 30 to 40 crores payments we collected.
Okay. And then lastly, any update on the Vizag deal? So when do we expect to receive the debt amount?
So, as far as the investment is concerned, completely that is received. The equity is completely received. There is no due on that. And as far as the loan is concerned, about 315 crores is the loan amount. 374 is the loan amount. And in the current year, we received about 15 crores against the interest amount. And the 374 crores also we are expecting to get realized in the next couple of years.
Okay. Okay. I will come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dheeraj Ram from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. Sir, we have recently received a project related to river interlinking for Kiln Betwa. So, how do we see the pipeline of the project in river interlinking and what kind of opportunities can we expect going forward?
We understand from the various media reports that, you know, this interlinking of river is a very important project for the government of India and the respective state governments. We believe the action has just started. We have a lot of road to cover. We are hopeful that we will continue to see healthy pipeline of projects in the interlinking of rivers as well.
So if you can put a figure to it, what kind of opportunities, what is the magnum of opportunity that we can expect in the project?
Sir, we don't really make any assessment of these kind of, you know, opportunities. At the end of the day, this is the call of the government and the respective agency. What we try to do is to, when, you know, this NIT, what we call, you know, notice for the bid is announced, to try to study the final nuances of the project, look at the risk-reward equation, and then we have to decide, you know, whether to participate or not, depending on the technical complexity of the project, depending on the permissions which might be required, depending on the funding that might be required, then we take a view.
And that's okay. Last question. Sir, have you started the execution for this project?
Say that again. Could you please repeat your question?
Have you started the execution for the Kiln Betwa project?
No, we have not. We have not, as of now.
Okay, so we can expect it to start in Q1 FY26.
Sorry, could you please say, your voice is also not very clear. There is a lot of echo.
Sir, can you hear me now?
Yeah, please tell me.
Can you expect the execution to start in Q1 FY26?
It depends on the permission, the approval of the drawings and all. We are hopeful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Could we have a share of market for orders in our standalone?
Sorry to interrupt, Parth. Could you please speak a little louder? You're not audible.
Yeah. Audible now?
No, your voice is breaking.
Am I audible now? Hi.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, what would be the share of our smart meter orders in our standalone order backlog?
Somewhere around 9%.
9%, okay. And we were expecting to complete our JJM order book of 4700 crores by June 2025. Are we still on track for that?
It would essentially depend on the permission, the payment, you know, our ability to mobilize, you know. It would depend on a lot of parameters.
So we cannot put a particular timeline on it, can we?
We would hope to meet the guidance, but, you know, we have to wait and watch.
And last question, what would be our CAPEX guidance for this whole year, for the balancing 3 months?
The budget was 250 crores and we have spent so far 223 crores. We expect that we will be spending up to that limit.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Prithviraj from Unified Capital. Please go ahead.
I just have one bookkeeping question. If you look at the tax rate for 9 months, it's almost at 25-26%. Can we assume similar tax rate even for Q4?
So the effective tax rate is lesser actually, because we have received dividends. which is a pass-through mechanism. It is not taxable. That is the reason the effective tax rate is lesser.
He's asking for fourth quarter.
I didn't get you. No. Even for Q4, is it going to be a similar number or will it be higher?
Similar percentage.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Parival from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. One data point. In terms of smart meter order that we have, we did mention Bihar, we have executed 3 lakh odd meters. So what is the total size of it? And similarly, what is the total size of Maharashtra order?
The total order value that we have received for the Bihar project is approximately 2,300 crore. And for the state of Maharashtra, we have received 2 smart meter projects. The approximate value of these two orders, I repeat the word order value, would be 5,700 crore.
Okay. Sir, in terms of number of meters, it will be sent amount to what, sir?
It would run into millions, you know, multiples of millions.
Okay. Okay. Will it be fair to give some numbers, Bihar and Maharashtra separately?
At this stage, you know, difficult at this stage to share any number.
Okay. And then, maybe one last thing. I think in terms of execution that we have seen and the pie chart that we have given, maybe just before that, so the JGM work, is it part of irrigation, right? Is it fair to understand, or is it part of water and windows?
Which one? Could you repeat the name of the project?
Yeah, the JGM work that we do, is it a part of water plus railway segment in the execution, the pie that we have given, or is it part of irrigation?
Irrigation is separate, water and railways together.
Okay, so the JGM is a part of which segment, sir?
You are asking me about this Jal Jeevan project.
Correct.
Since this project have come at a time in an aggregate level, we have 3 divisions are executing the Jal Jeevan project. Water division mainly executing that one, plus some part of the work taken over by the building division and some part of the work taken over by the electrical division. 3 divisions executing different parts of the stage. And the turnover from the water projects are also included in the respective divisional numbers.
Thank you, sir. We will move to the next participant, that is Sanket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could just reiterate Q4 execution growth, if in percentage terms, sir, as you have mentioned that Q4 is generally the largest of the preceding 3 quarters.
Hello?
And last year, we did a revenue closer to 6,500 crore on a control level. So, when you were giving the growth number for the entire year, if you could just elaborate more on the same, I missed your commentary on the same.
Hello?
Now in the fourth quarter, the execution would be on consolidated level between 6,000 to 6,400 crores, correct making.
Okay. So we are giving a band from 6,000 to 6,400 crores for the fourth quarter. So it will be a flattish quarter in that sense when you look at year on year numbers.
Yes,
in terms of execution. Hello?
Yes, it will be similar or it will be little less.
Okay. And sir, about the BharatNet project also, what is our current state? What is the current status on the same? And I think we were participant in quite of the success of any update on the same, sir?
Mr. Kapoor, could you please repeat your question?
Sir, I was looking at our order intake from the BharatNet phase 3. Any update on the thing? What are we in terms of, where are we in terms of the order intake from this project?
We have not received any order from them as of now. And as a matter of policy, until and unless we get a, you know, confirm order from a client, we do not really, you know, talk about that. Because that is quite, you know, speculative in nature. Until and unless we receive a formal communication from the client, which hasn't, as you know, happened as we speak.
Okay. And lastly, sir, for the month of January, there in your press release in the opening month, February 1st date, you mentioned that we did not receive any order. So if you could just articulate. Hello.
It is like this. What happened is that there was a news on the money control about a receipt of a project. Then there was an inquiry, like a request from the stock exchange on what is that project, why it was not announced. Generally, as a policy, in a normal course of business, we give announcement of the project only at the end of the month. That is the reason we did not announce it. Since they have asked us, so we have to reply to them saying that it has happened on somewhere 7th of January. So we have to reply to them saying that as this project is received, awarded to us, but we did not disclose it as a matter of policy, we disclose it at the end of the month. Since we have already told them, we said that we have not received any other project other than this. So that's how it has come.
No, sir, but when, sorry to dwell on it, but when we read the notification, it is mentioned there, correct me there, that for the entire month of January, there was no order intake for the company. That was my point.
No, it was like this, because there was no other project other than this which has been received during the month. When we give at the end of the month the disclosure on the projects awarded, we, to avoid confusion, it was told very clearly, because we have already disclosed it earlier, it was there on the website and informed the stock exchanges. To avoid confusion, it was told that other than that, nothing has been received.
Okay. And then,
Sanket, I would request you to rejoin the queue if you have any more questions.
Please, yes, I will join. Please give an opportunity later.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial Institutional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have a couple of data points. So you mentioned the working capital number in terms of rupees crore. So what was it as of December?
As of December. 1 second. So you wanted this December, right?
Yeah, this December and September as well.
September is 4,987.
Okay.
And December, it was 5,488.
So secondly, what was the retention money? Was it 1,757, if I heard it correctly?
Yeah, I said that, yes.
Okay. And so what was the inventory number?
Inventory is 1,442.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah for the floor from JM Financial Institute for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you for being with us.
Mr. Vaibhav Shah, please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving us the opportunity. Any closing remarks from your end?
thank you very much. We appreciate your time and patience. And should you have any more questions about anything, we encourage you to get in touch with us. Thank you very much. Good night. Bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of GM Financial Institutional Securities, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines.